Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to Strong Hour
Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Strong Island Sensual Sheets, segment of Poetic Energy Radio Station Network. You're on the mic with your host, Miss Strong Island herself. And I need to bring in my co-host for the night. Miss Poetic E, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you this evening, Miss Strong?
I'm doing great. And how are you?
I'm doing great as well. I'm so looking forward to your segment of the show. Highly anticipated show. I know that you have a lot of people coming through and just going to bring it hot like you do.
Oh, yeah, I think we're in for a treat tonight. The show really is going to be, you know, a good show. But in the meantime, as the poets make their way to their mic, let's listen to a little bit of music to keep us, you know, in the mood with some Charlie Wilson.
Feel inside, and every time it's like my first time away, and I can never find the words to say. You're the perfect girl, you were made for me. It's so easy to love you, baby. We're compatible, credible, and natural. We I never felt this way before. From the bottom of my heart, baby girl, I just wanna tell you that you are the reason I love, the reason I trust. God sent me an angel. You are the best in the world, a wonderful girl. Knowing you by my side reaches to my eyes, baby. Girl, you had me from the moment I looked into your eyes, and I knew you were an angel, but you were in disguise. Tell me how. Standing
Welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Strong Island Sensual Sheets. You were just listening to Charlie Wilson. You are. Are you ready for some more hotness?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I see we have some eager beavers waving a hand. They would like to come through and bless the mic for us. So, you know, let's get this started. Caller from the 323 area code, you on the air with Strong Island and Miss Poetic E. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Hello, hello, this is Charlie Zero.
Hello, welcome.
I'm calling from Hollywood.
Oh,
ooh.
Hollywood, yay.
Yeah.
We feel blessed
today. It's pretty nice over here right now.
I can imagine. Good. I wish we were there with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wish you guys were here. We could celebrate and watch the stars and the fireworks, and be cool. Be pretty cool.
Cool. So, Charlie, what are you going to share with us tonight?
What kind of stuff would you like me to read?
Is it erotic show? If you have erotic, if not, anything you want.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I wrote something for my girlfriend, and I would like to share it with you because I just wrote it today.
Great.
It could be kind of erotic if you have an imagination, I guess. I don't know. I just wrote it today, so I kind of would like you guys' feedback, if you guys could tell me what you think, and I guess I'll read it. It's pretty short. I like it.
Definitely.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
The title of this poem is called Two Rabbits Decay Through Sex. And it goes something like this. You and I can shape the sky ashes into a thousand moons. Our two hearts wrap around like bondage infinite cocoons. Your soft, warm lips makes my heart beat faster than the speed of light. Love hangs on the boundaries of sand, streaming through our golden hands that night. Slipping further as we reach for the cosmos, our sex bodies will glow so bright. The universe uniting us together will bring the little death orgasm to its final burst of sight. We will decay throughout the futuristic promise. Oh, Amber, our dreams are sweating out the fiery of passion. End.
Nice. That was nice. That was really, really nice.
Very sensual.
Yeah, thanks. This is my third attempt to write something that I wanted to approach in romanticism to kind of morbid, kind of in that dark gothic era, if you will. I don't know how to write love poems, but this, it took me at least 3 weeks just to like actually get a line. But I felt it from my heart, but I wanted to make it more, like surrealism in sex and the kind of polyerotic, if you will. But yeah, I don't write stuff like this. I write more of a kind of a dark and kind of out there. So.
Well,
yeah.
Mission accomplished. You did exactly what you set out to do, especially coming from your heart. From your, something for your girlfriend, you really expressed it very well.
Yeah. This is something I never done before. I actually feel like I accomplished a lot with this writing, and this is like my favorite one.
Well, I owe you something, Charlie. Let me give you this. That was a well-deserved piece, and I had to make sure that we, give you your proper accolades for it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you for definitely coming through and sharing that piece. You know, erotic is, everybody's different, you know, everybody have a different opinion of what erotic is. And that piece there was really, really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I had.
I was trying to look for my other erotic pieces, but I couldn't find them because back in the day I used to write something very, very like erotic. Before I had met my girlfriend, and I got a lot of people on MySpace back in that time when MySpace was good and all, and I got a lot of you know, women coming and kind of expressing their interest that like I was very, very detailed in my sexual. If you know what I mean, erotic. That was too detailed, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I got to the point where, like, you know, some didn't like it because either it was too much in my imagination, if you know what I mean. So kind of like you just fill in the gaps from there. But, yeah, I can't find them. They're there, but I just need to look through them. But I don't know if they'll see the light of day or something. I don't know. So, yeah, but... Yeah, this is pretty good. So,
well, you know, the good thing about it, it's always good, even when we can't find work that we have done previous, that we still have that spirit in us that we can write something new.
Yeah. That is true. That is very true. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming through and sharing with us. You know, you're always welcome to come back through and share another piece with us.
As a matter of fact, I would like to call. Can I call back like in 5 minutes, if that's okay?
Sure, you can call back in, and, you know, I'll definitely, you know, as long as time for this, you know, we'll get you back on the air.
Okay, let me look for something here that I could read to you guys. So you'll see the transition from what I just read to you here to something like, whoa, that's really trippy. Or I'll find something, but, yeah, I'll call back within 5 minutes.
Okay, well, we'll be looking forward to hear from you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Miss Poetiki, you know, it's one of those nights, it doesn't even feel like a Wednesday to me. It feels like the weekend already for me.
Yeah.
It truly, truly does. But I know this hand's waving, so I don't want to, you know, not get at him, so I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller from the 803 area code. You on the air with Strong Island and Miss Poetic E. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Hey, this is Boogie.
Hey, Boogie. Oh. Welcome.
What's happening? What's going on?
We just in for some good times. We know you're going to bless the mic, too.
Well, I will say this first. My birthday is Saturday, so this is the beginning of my pre-birthday celebration.
Oh, happy birthday! Okay, Miss Poetic E, do we need to do a little, you know, serenade for her? Yes.
Yes. You ready?
Yes. Happy birthday to you.
Yes,
happy
Now, I want to make sure, what night is tonight? This is Sensual Sheets, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the erotic night, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is a quick one, but, you know, because, you know, I have to get up early. But anyway, this is entitled Ooh, That Man.
Mm. Okay, now. Here we go.
Ooh, That Man. Girl, let me tell you about this man I saw yesterday. I thought I was about to die. He was the president of Pat Al, the chief of Boubain, and the exec of Dale. Girl, almost cried. Every step he made was an instant orgasm on the multiple tip. When he looked at me, I felt as if he was calling me personally for a hot sex on a platter trip. Girl, I couldn't believe the way this man was built. He was carved on stone, packed with bricks, dipped in bronze. My hormones shot up to full tilt. Girl, I had to tell you, because I knew that you would understand. Girl, he was just something. Oh, that man. And that's that piece.
Hold on, Boogie. You know we got something for you. Boogie, now you know. How you gonna come up here and get us started?
Well, you said it was since you were sheep, so you know I wanted to show you know I can do short and to the point. Now I can do a long one if you want me to, but I just wanted to do a short and to the point.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my sister.
You always bring it hot. You the girl.
I tell you, I just love this show. I just love your people.
Yeah, you know, I want to do a, you know, little short piece, you know. Something to say, hey, party over here.
You definitely got the party started.
Like I said, if you want me to do a longer piece or right quick, I mean, you know, not too much longer, but if you want me to do a longer piece, or I can, but I just, you know, I just wanted to, you know, that was based on the conversation that me and a girlfriend of mine had. We saw this guy, and I was like, hey, girl, look at that guy. She said, girl, you see him? I was like, look at him, you know, one of them, you know, like, girl, you know, one of them kind of conversations, you know what I'm saying? So I turned it into a poem. You know what I'm saying? So I turned it into a poem.
Well, you always have such interesting conversations, and you, boy, you always bring the heat.
It's up to you now. You want another one? I can. It's up to you.
Boogie, you know you can always bless this mic.
Okay.
You always have that open invitation.
So how you want this one to go?
Erotic.
I mean, I understand that. That don't narrow it down. You know, this is me. What's erotic?
Nasty. I'm sorry. Did I say that loud?
Come on, nasty. Okay, nasty. All right, here you go. You ready? This is entitled Just For You. My lace panties have developed a migraine from this hunger that has almost driven me insane. This famine in my bed has found its way into my head. Her lips swollen shut and memories licked by your creation. Miss Kitty is angry at this self-imposed starvation. Just thinking about what you have between your legs makes my mouth water as my palate starts to beg. I felt that I could handle hearing your voice. After all, it was my choice to follow through with your request to call. Listen to your deep baritone that tingled across my nipples every time you exhaled, my yearning tripled by volumes because instantly, mentally, I became the sexual visionary. Trembling as I began to imagine your sensual missionary pinning me to the walls of my mind, my thighs wanted me to ask if you would be so kind as to kiss them right below my heat. Was it possible for you to give me a small nip on my clit for a treat? As you began to describe your actions, my tongue commenced to inscribe my name on your shaft in the air. Personally, I didn't think it was fair. Yet with no other alternative in sight, I used what I had, quickly going from bad to naughty. My hands found their way into your imagination, not attempting to wonder about my dedication to your loving. After all this time, poetry fell from my mouth, slightly panting the reason, whispering your rhyme, endeavoring not to let my orgasm travel through the phone. Useless once I stepped into your erotic zone. Every word you spoke invoked moans that I had concealed, burst forth sweet command axes that had been buried underneath my mattress, trickled through the sheets. just for you.
That's all I gotta say to Boogie. But let you hold on for a minute. You gotta get one of these. You gotta.
Oh, have mercy.
The Boogie.
Yes.
That is an excellent, 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 excellent piece. You brought the fire. I needed the water. Wow, that was a hot. That was really, really hot. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And definitely a happy early birthday to you. And please enjoy your birthday.
I promise I will, but, you know, I told Sis that I would stop by when, you know, before I went to bed again this week. And here's me keeping my promise.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right, bye-bye. All right, y'all, that was Dave Boogie, bringing it hot and spicy. So are you ready for some more hotness?
Yes, ma'am.
I think we are. So I'm going to do my little piece that I wrote yesterday and decided to read it today on the show. This piece is actually called Poke. And it goes like this. Poke me once, I poke you twice. Now where is the ice? It is needed, because there is bleeding, heaviness between us. Cleanliness is our weakness. Poke, poke, poke. Watch out before you choke. Swallowing is an option. Spitting is old-fashioned. Gyrating is too fast for him. So let you make my ass quake from the mandingo that can break. Off a piece of its flavor, vanilla, chocolate, caramel, or why not have it all? Poke, poke, poke. We have met out. We have went out for broke. Off with all the rest of our clothes. Nothing more to it but to be frozen together all night long, being poke, poke, poke. This was a nasty joke for all of you folks there that care to be poke, and that is my piece.
All right. SLP.com.
Oh, man, yeah. Now, I know you're saying, what inspired that piece? I think that piece was, like, inspired a little bit from, you know, how you get poked on Facebook a lot. And I thought about it. You know, I was like, okay, I get poked all day long. So I said, you know what, I'm going to write a piece about this. And it just turned to a whole nother level.
All
so
right.
That's what I'm about. Well, anyway, let me move right along. I know you're ready for some more hotness.
Yes.
So I'm going to take that next caller that's up. Caller from the 323 area code. You on the air with Strong Island and Miss Poetic E. Who do we have, Blazing Mike?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
This is Charlie again, and I am back with something so erotic that it will blow your mind away.
All right.
The floor is yours. The floor is yours.
Okay. This is an old one, and I finally found it. It's called The Venom Licks Your Sex. And it goes something like this. Now moving on to a further extreme level of witnessing undressed women acknowledging each other's AIDS. Would the images of this projection be the traits of ex-consciousness receiving negative enforcement? One can doubt that drinking a glass of cup of gonorrhea would unsatisfy your taste buds. But one will never doubt the goodness in drinking vitamin G. Does this disturb your clean and positive mind? Your beautiness, body, so petite and so dirty. Oh, yes, baby. I want to fuck you. I want you to fuck me with your anger. I'll desecrate your flaws with automatic sexual depravity. Oh, yeah. I want your cock to devour my wet pussy. I want to thrust you from limb to limb. Oh, yes, harder, faster. I want to hawk my green mucus onto your a-hole while at the same time squirting my cum fluids on your filthy wet pussy. Oh, yes, come on my wet diseased pussy. Oh, thus haste. I'll sniff your sulfur farts on Rome with precious sourness. I want to lick your inner soul sin and twist rape into a new book of selection. Oh, my cunt, stop, please, harder, harder, pound my loose cunt, harder till I come, oh. May the bride and groom test the boundless romance of stimulation, self-mutilation, corporophilia, violent pornography, etc. Oh, how your sweet, intense fetishes eat away at my hole of misery. From now on, we will no longer be Bonnie or Clyde, or Mickey or Mallory. Our new names will go down in the history as Alistair and Abby. Ah, the two most notorious sex fiends of all Armageddon today. The excitement is coming. We have violated the laws of the Holy Bible, the laws of gravity, the laws of authority, the laws of all restriction, and the laws of everything that God himself will find so humane, disgusting, and so unimaginable. Let's uncleanse ourselves with bestiality, fellatio, vomit, vaginas, and devil wrapping foils and more. If burying yourself with cum juices isn't enough, then you don't even know the half of what is to tremble beneath your feet. I vow my unpoetic damage, love romance. Least no further, I may insinuate spitting camels sideways instead of west. End.
Wow. Wow.
Now, how's that? Wow. How's that for erotic? How's that?
Oh, hold on a minute. I got something for you. Charlie, that was erotic. That was pleasantly erotic. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, I was.
And that was actually inspired by one of my favorite philosopher slash poet. He did like the most extreme things you could ever, well, no one can ever imagine, but yeah, he was out there. And I read this book, one of his pornography books that he got prosecuted back in the day. It's called White Stains, and that kind of, inspired it, and I wanted to be in that psychological moment of someone thinking in that way. So I thought I pulled off of writing that best suit me well, that I could manage to excite someone or kind of give them like, oh, wow, that's pretty dirty, but I like it. So... Yeah. Was that good?
Yes, that was good. That was excellent. Excellent day.
Yeah.
No
cool,
problems
cool.
here. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming through and sharing that wonderful piece with us. You definitely are welcome to come back anytime and bless the mic again.
Oh, I certainly will.
Thank you.
You're
well,
very
you
welcome.
You know, and you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your weekend. Ooh, I'm already at the weekend. See, I told you my time of the day is way off. I skipped some days of this week. Well, anyway, you please do stay tuned and listen to the show. If we have time, definitely can come back through again and do another piece if you want.
Yeah. Did you want me to hold it? Did you want me to call back again in 5 minutes?
You can definitely call back in. You don't have to hold. I'm not going to do that to you.
Okay. I'll call back in 5 minutes. And that was, by the way, that was my only last sex poem I found. I was digging through my archives, so that was the only one I ever wrote that was very erotic. Oh, wait. As a matter of fact, I might have something. I'll call back in 5 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Miss Poetic Eve, I see the hands are definitely raising. Charlie put it down. He did. He just, that piece was, yeah, that piece was out of there. But anyway, yeah, it was out of there. But I think we're ready for some more hotness, so I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller up. Caller from the 318 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island and Miss Poetic E. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Hey, this is Love Me Do.
Hey, Love Me Do. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
What are you on the blessings with?
I have a piece called Comeback.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
what was yours, madame?
Come back. You gotta come back and do that. Do the good that you do. I gotta ride that stick until that rod is slick. You gotta come back so I can rub that back. As you do the daddy stroke in me, as you beat up that pussy and make me scream, I know you dying to act out that scene. Right now it's too peaceful and serene. You gotta come back, daddy, to beat it up. You gotta come back so I can bust. You gotta come back so I can gladly cuss and scream and shout, so I can do what I've been wanting to do. Come back down my road, Jack. Don't jack off before you do. Come back so we can have some unclean fun, me and you.
Wow.
That's that piece.
Wow. Hold on, sister. Hold on. Miss Love Me Do, I dare not ask you what inspired that piece. That was a beautiful piece. You know, as always, thank you for coming through and sharing this with us all. I appreciate it.
I'll come back.
All right, all right. Well, Miss Poetic E, I think we need to take a little musical interlude right now.
Yes.
And I think the Dramatics saying Key to the World will be great.
All right. It's on you, ho.
My name is L.J. Reynolds. I'm going to give you a little bit of this before we go. Come on. Y'all put your hand together with me. Come on, Mark. Try the key to the world. Girl, I give you everything. Try the key to your heart. Girl, I make the fire start. And I give you love. Give you peace. Give you love and love and love and love and more love. Cause I give you peace. By the key to this world, ooh, I'll make your dreams come true. Nothing will keep us apart. No. Ooh, I know I'll make it with you. And I give you love, give you peace, give you love and love and love and love and more love. Cause I give you me, baby. Then I have the key, baby. Hit me. I'm gonna give you all my love, baby.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Strong Island Sensual Sheets. You were just listening to Dramatic, Key to the World. Now, I know you're ready for some more hotness. If you're on a switchboard and you would like to read, please press 1 so we could put you in with me. All right, in the interim, I guess I'm going to do another piece for you. And this piece is called Lessons in Freedom.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and this is how this piece goes. Let's hope I can get through it. All right, it starts like this. I am freaky as I want to be. I guess that's why your lady friends are so jealous of me. I can teach them how to get down, but, of course, without us telling how to work those lips on their face, making sure they place them where they are told. No, no, don't act like you are cold. Take one hand and hold it out. Grasp the dick between your fingers, making sure there's enough coverage. Now slide the hand up and down fast while they have the head all the way inside the mouth. Slurp, lick, tickle. Swallow if you will, spit if you can't take it, but don't try to fake it. If you properly did it right, you will have a prolonged night. Now, some will say, what's so freaky about it? I guess you have to be the benefactor of it. This pleasure chest, new lesson to begin, just direct him to your clit between those lips. If properly trained, he will submit to licking up the creamsicle, which is oozing out between his lips, gyrating with each tongue thrust given. Wanting more and more, you wiggle away and say, just mount this pussy today. Your lips are spreading, revealing again. As his hand inserts and hold, fished, you can't believe this. It's happening like this, removing the hand to place the 9-inch dick between those lips, exciting every part of your being. Freak lessons now done. I have to get me some, and that is my piece.
Woo-hoo! It's so good!
Well, thank you for that.
You're so darling, girl.
Yeah, you know, we got to hold it down for us ladies, too. Ah, the beautiful thing of this.
That was great.
Oh, the comments in the chat room are so hilarious. You have to have a cigarette after that one, I was told. Well, thank you. Well, you know what? I know it's time. This other's waiting, so I'm not going to hold the stage too long. I'm going to take the next caller up. Caller from the 323 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island Puerto E.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Strong Island Poetic E. It's the Oracle from Hollywood, California.
Hi, Oracle.
Hello. Long time no. I've been so busy, and I have not forgotten you all. I've just been doing the thing, you know.
Yes, I see. Hollywood, California is represented tonight. You're like the second or third person. Tonight.
Well, I want to officially invite you, Poetic Energy, and to invite you, Strong Island, and all of your listeners. If you happen to find yourself here in Los Angeles on Saturday, August the 20th, come on by the Los Angeles Convention Center from 10 to 6. It's free to the public. It is the Los Angeles Black Book Expo at the Convention Center. And we're going to open mic of stage for y'all to get a phone and do your thing, spit your poetry, talk about your books or whatever your projects are, and I'm producing and hosting that event. So, and that starts
yeah.
it. Although the expo is from 10 to 6, I start poetry and spoken word 1:30 to 6.
All right.
And we're going to live stream it too, so I'm going to get back with you with that information. Because we're going to live stream. So you, theoretically, Poetic Energy or Strong Island or any of your poets, theoretically, you could actually be performing at the Los Angeles Convention Center, the Los Angeles Black Book Expo, via live stream. So once we get it all locked in, I'll make sure to get that to you.
Oh,
wow.
That's
Thank you. For
I would like to do a very short
invite.
Piece because I know your time is valuable, my darling. And you get to choose. It's from my book of truths. It's called 10 Pages of None But the Truth. You get to choose between remember and relax.
Okay. That's a hard one. I like both titles.
Well, then, you know what? They are so short.
I'll remember.
You want to go with
remember.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Remember to remember your God, your you, and those you consider your family and friends. Remember they are as important to your life as you are. Each and all helped in some way in the creation and development of who you are now. Their input might not show up till later in your life, but I guarantee you'll recognize it when it does, if you remember to remember. Remember the bad times along with the good. Remember the hurt along with the feel good. Remember everything, then nothing at all. Don't attach to the memories. Attach to the outcome of their impact. Remember to always consider you first, not above anyone or anything else, just you first. Remember to pay attention to what you say, how you say, when you say what you say. It does matter. Always remember to love yourself.
That is so true. So true.
And since you did like both titles, I'll do it's even shorter. Relax, the companion to that. Relax into the God within, into and with your inner core, and with those you consider family and friends. It could have been done in one day, but even God took seven. Take the time to rest, to recline, to address each situation with calm. Yeah, right. However the energy, good or evil, heightened or laid back, your approach dictates the outcome. Relax into a comfort with your choices, and then forget about it. Every morning you wake up, and every night before you lay it down, you can't take back or do over what just happened. So just relax in the moments of life and breathe. And there you have it.
Hold on, let me give you this. That was excellent. That was excellent.
Thank you, darlings. You guys are so awesome. You are so always so open and welcome to you know, whatever the heart leads. And I appreciate you.
We appreciate you too.
I really do look forward to you guys performing live stream to the event. I'm going to make that happen. I've already spoken with Poetically Spoken and Heart Spoken Nisi. So I'm glad you guys are there so I can call on you. That's going to be awesome.
Okay, great.
I'm speechless.
I'm for it.
Well, this technology thing is new to me, so. You know, this. I don't know how they're going to do it. I'm going to get a team together, but it's going to be excellent. So that's August 20th, last commercial, August 20th, LA Convention Center, and the open mic starts at 1:30, and I'll send you guys a roster and everything. Would you like to participate? Say yes?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
I would, but I'm not even going to be here. I'm going to be out of town.
Well, see, that's the great thing about this technology thing. All you need is honey, I'll be right back. And you go and get on your computer or whatever, because you're going to do a live stream. I don't know what that means, actually. You're talking to the nerd of the world when it comes to electronics. But, you know, however they do live stream. I felt stupid, huh? What is it, like Skype or something? I don't know, whatever they're going to be using, but yeah. So you can step away. Look, am I twisting your arm?
Pretty much.
Of course I am, because you guys are wonderful poets. You know, you give everybody else an opportunity to do their thing, and we all of us listeners forget that you yourselves, you know, who host these shows, and that you're absolutely awesome poets yourself and performers yourself. So I always want to open the door and extend a hand, you know.
Yes,
Don't worry about this little scaredy cat here.
Well, I can't take up any more time. I'm sure there's people in the queue like, that lady has talked way too long. So, bye, guys.
Thanks again, Oracle.
Okay, I'm going to keep listening, though. This is a great show today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Whew, poeticky. You know what you need to do for me. Pick me up the floor again. I fell and I can't get up.
You fall and you can't get up.
Nope. Wow. You know that's an awesome invitation. And you know how I get.
It'll be all right, girl.
The knees be knocking. But I have to go, you know, I try to represent as much as I can. And I know, you know, just that weekend, I know it's just one of those weekends of busyness, of, you know, the family, the, you know, bringing together this reunion of people. So that's going to be one spectacular thing if I could pull that one off. I think they'll be surprised.
Do, I'll try to make it happen on behalf of all of us.
Well, thank you, my dear.
As long as we can stream it right, you know, I'm game for it.
I'm quite sure you're going to hold it down very well, too. You're going to do an excellent job. But let me not take so much time, because I'm raising my hand again, you know, greedy me. You know, I'm ready to do another piece called Sending Waves. And this is how this piece goes. Take some time to undress my body, slowly lowering my straps to reveal my big breasts, while I'm patiently waiting to remove your shirt so I can reveal your chest that you know I love to caress. Moving on down to my thongs, pulling, tugging, while they resist, you start to plant kisses right above this, sending waves of excitement all through my body now. I can't wait much longer. This urge to let you have my sweet, juicy to your taste. You say P-U-S-S-Y. Now let's not forget, you too must drop your pants, because how could we continue this dance? Your penis is enlarging. My vagina is becoming more wet than ever. This is what I see and love and feel from you, and that is my peace.
All right. Strong out in the house. You know what you gotta do?
You know me, this mind sometimes scares me. But anyway, you know, I think we're ready for some more hotness. Let me move on over for the next poet to come up to the mic.
Right.
Caller from the 336 area code. You on the air with Strong Island and Poetic E. Who do we have blazing the mic?
What is going on, ladies? You got a poetic state of mind. What's happening?
Hello. Hello. Welcome.
Well, you know, I couldn't let you all get off the air without bringing an erotic piece that I just actually finished writing. And I
all right now.
May add a little more to it a little later on, but this is what it is as of right now.
Okay.
Floor is yours.
Baby, come give me some of your Hershey kisses. Don't want to be your man, not falling in love, not trying to call you my missus. To be honest with you, let me tell you the honest truth. Baby, all I want to do is give you this baby Ruth. Because you see, baby, just call me a Snickers because I can really satisfy. So give me some of that Kit Kat, baby, and let me play between those thighs. See, I may want you now, and I may want you later, and I may want to taste every flavor of your berry lifesavers. So won't you come over and blow on my pop and watch me explode in your mouth like some pop rocks. I want to be your Mr. Goodbar and give you this Chico's dick. And let me taste that bit of honey, and I give your sugar daddy the lick. And oh, don't get it twisted. A hand job won't work. So I want you to understand. Baby, I'm like M&M's. I'm melting in your mouth and not in your hands. And that's that piece right there.
Hold on, brother. You ain't getting away like that. Okay. Now you know. How you gonna pick a candy bar and make it erotic?
Wow.
That was a hot piece. Wow.
I'm not gonna look at candy bar quite the same anymore.
I don't think so either. And I love that candy bar, but my God, what he did to it.
You destroyed
the poor chocolate that was on that candy bar. Destroyed it. That's why you call poetic state of mind.
I have to take it just a little bit further every time. That's what I do.
It's okay. No complaint. Definitely,
encore,
thank you, brother.
Encore, encore.
She's like, listen it. Next verse.
So, and honestly, I was trying to get it done before the show, but I'm going to add more to that piece. So be on the lookout for part two of it. I haven't even given it a name yet, so.
All right, fill up the press.
Okay.
Like
I'm quite
that.
Sure you'll come up with a good one. Definitely come up with a good one.
Yes.
All right,
thank you.
Not sure. You know, I always appreciate you all, and I always like to come through and hang out with you all. So, have a good night. I'll be right here in the chat room.
All right
now.
All right.
Thank you again. Freddie, I tell you, you know, you knew he's coming. You know he was gonna blow the mic out the water. We knew this already. He didn't let me down.
I know.
He entertained very well. Okay, water, please. Definitely water, please. Wow. Okay, I think I can get myself together. I think I can definitely get myself together. Well, because of that, I have to come back with another piece. Yes, I think I'm going to do another piece just because of poetic mind. And this one is called Orgasmic Relaxation. And this piece goes like this. Good morning, you say, as I turn and look your way. Your hands start stroking my long hair. My hands start caressing your face, messing with the cute dimples in your cheeks as my legs advances up the sheets. Now your hands advances downtown to that fiery pussy that always wants to be found. My hands now leave its place to travel down into your space. I start caressing one ball at a time, making sure not to forget the second one at all. You began playing with my clit, fingers flicking it real quick. Now I am really feeling this assault on my pussy, which is waiting to release all of this beast, which I have under control for too long, to let my fingers glide up your shaft to reach the pinnacle of the dick, which is waiting ever so patiently to have a turn at this fiery pussy, which is getting wet, ready, able to do what you turn me over to do, wrapping my legs around your neck just so you could get a taste first, then on to the main course of this love fuck fest of orgasmic relaxation. And that is my piece.
Woo! Oh, God!
I tell you, It's been one of those. I'm gonna get it. There we go. I don't even
up in the place tonight. The boogie started it off, and you, Poetic State of Mind, just kept it going. And Charlie Zero,
Definitely, this was an excellent show tonight. I mean, I really appreciate all the poets that came out. Just want to give a blessings to the people in the chat room. For you, Miss Poetic Eve, for being my co-host tonight, Mr. Poetic State of Mind, for coming and blowing it out the water, Miss A. Chantry Class, Delicious Talk, Guest 16588, Guest 17757, and, of course, Miss Oracle, you know we love you. And let's not forget the Boogie. She started this all out.
Yeah,
she started
us.
And yes, and Charlie Zero, oh no, I did not forget you. It's been an awesome, awesome night, and I'm so glad that everybody had a chance to come out and do their thing. But I'm going to stop talking because I see we have another hand, and let's take the caller from 347. You're on the air with Strong Island and Poetic E. Who do we have blazing the mic? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
This is Essence.
Hi, Essence.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm fine. Hi, Aunt Cindy.
Hi, dear. Okay, Miss Essence. So what are you going to do for us?
I have a poem called Black Cobra. And
the floor is yours.
Guys, I'm a little nervous, so.
Take your time.
Rise, my silhouette, a cobra full of passion. Fly, ding, and slurp this poison from your actions. Slither your way through my waterfall as I speed it up and squeeze my walls. Don't be scared, embrace my curves. Work too hard and the music you shall deserve. I gyrate, I twirl my hips. I gyrate, I ride and dip. Eat my fruit that grows between my hips, then I'll slurp your shad while you come on my tits. That's it. I'm sorry. I was nervous.
It's okay. You're welcome to come back anytime and, you know, and actually finish that piece for us.
Okay.
You know, and it's okay to be nervous because we all are nervous. As you see, I'm nervous every day I get up here. I just don't try not to show it too much, but I'm nervous, trust me. I'm a scaredy cat, too.
I was trying to listen to everybody say their poems, and, you know, I was trying to get mine together, but it's so hard. After that guy came on, he kind of put me in a place.
He's good. Poetic State of Mind, he take you there. Yeah, he's a good storyteller.
I like pop rocks. I never thought of pop rocks in a way before. In that way.
He killed your thoughts for candy. I understand.
Yes,
I feel the same way.
He just took them down. Oh, gosh. But I enjoyed it. I listened to the whole show. Everybody is beautiful, especially the first piece. She was excellent. I love your poems. It was the first time I got to like hear you speak, and on that side too. I might have nightmares, but it's okay.
Oh, I
enjoyed myself.
That's good. Definitely come back. Don't get scared away. You know, don't let this be your last time you come through and share your work with everyone.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah. Everyone, it's that time of night. Until we meet again next week, we're going to take this out like we do with some Chris Brown and Busta Rhymes. Look at me now.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club. You can't even get in. Leg out. Yellow model kid. Yellow bottle sipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah. That shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years in 2 days. Ladies love me. I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She whacked it all off. Mr. Miyagi. And the suicide doors. Ari Kari. Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah. Fresh in the mall. Little bigger than gorilla, cause I'm feeling every grid. I can try to be on my shoe. Better cup your chick if you with it. I can get it. And she accidentally slipped and fall on my dude. Oops, I said, oh my dude. I ain't really mean to say oh my dude. But since we talking about my dude, all of you here to say hi to it. I'm done.
Hell, Breezy. Let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Let's go!
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
Go!
She didn't really, really wanna pop me. Go! Just know that you will never pop me. And I know that I could be a little cocky.
No!
You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come in, I gotta set it, then I gotta go and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow and then I gotta shut it. Any little thing and the thing that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it, dead it. Then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a bing. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear to a couple niggas that I always win and then I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I move a little foul. And better call a ref, and everybody know my style. And know that I'm the best when it come to doing this. And I be banging on my chest, and I'm banging in the east, and I'm banging in the west. And I kinda give you more, and I will never give you less. You will hear it in the street, or you can read it in the press. Do you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it, and we all up in the race. And you know we gotta go, and try to keep up with the pace. And we struggling, and hustling, and set it, and to get it. And we always gotta do it, take it to another place. Gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it. And I gotta cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne. But I know I gotta have it. Have it.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah. Fresh to the mall. Man, fuck these depressing roots. How y'all doing? I'm Latunche. I'm a nuisance. I go stupid. I go dumb like the Three Stooges. I don't eat sushi. I'm the shit. No, I'm pollution. No substitution. Got a beat that play movies in my jacuzzi. Poop your juice. I never give a fuck about a hater. Got money on my radar. Dressed like a skater. Got a big house. Came with an elevator. You niggas ain't eating. Fuck it, tell a waiter. All they say, shoot him. And I say, okay. If you want that boy shoot, then I'm like, Olay. I don't care what you say. So don't even speak. Your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil. That's word to my flag. And my flag red. I'm out of my head. Bitch, I'm out of my mind. From the bottom I climb. You ain't hollering at mine. Nope, not on my time. And I'm not even trying. What's poppin', slime? Nothing five. And if they trippin', folks on five. I ain't got no time to shuck and jive. These niggas as sweet as pumpkin pie. Rockin' Sprite on a private flight. Bitch, diving tight. And God in life. And my pocket's white. And my diamond's white. And my mama's nice. And my dad is dead. You yeah, cause I'm too wild. Been here for a while. I was like, fuck trial. I put it down. I'm so young money. If you got eyes, look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
I'm fresher than a moth.
Okay. Okay. Is that right?
I'm fresher than a moth.
Good night. Good night.